Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. The Jaguars defense did a great job of putting the blinders on against the Kansas City Chiefs. The lack of offensive reward impacted them in the previous weeks. This week, it did not. Let's take a look. Just watch Dante Fowler lined up as the left end or the Leo on the left side here. Get stuffed at the line of scrimmage by a chip from the fullback, and then the offensive tackle's waiting. But look at the effort in tracking the ball, and what a blow that Dante delivers on the fullback. I love this. This was a third down. The Jaguars defense held the Chiefs to 1 of 14 on third down, and efforts like that and results like that are winning football. And Avery Jones, playing very well with Roy Miller on injured reserve, and effort. Meet my belly. NFL players go through significant discomfort and pain throughout the season, and it's easy to understand why with hits like this. And this play I picked because this is the first defensive play after the fumble by Chris Ivory at the end zone. And you would think that this would have been a great opportunity to just not show any effort. But look at the swarm. Look at the white. Flying around, making a play, not worrying about any rewards, worrying about performance. Great job by the defense in Kansas City. Now the defense needs to take that next step. That next step is takeaways. Right now they only have 5. That's last in the National Football League. Offensively, they ran the ball effectively at Kansas City, and they need to continue that to have success. Chris Ivory, fantastic, but he wasn't alone. Let's see. And nice play design. The read option. Watch what this little fake here by Blake Bortles does to the two linebackers, Dee Ford and Wilson. It freezes them. And then on the front side, you've got a nice combo block between Omame and Linder, getting up to Johnson. That allows Chris Ivory a clear, decisive path to get up the field. Excellent play, and they need to keep it going. And everybody remembers the play in which Chris Ivory ran over Parker, the safety. Well, let's take a look and see what happened before that. Look at the block by Marquise Lee on the linebacker, Zombo. If that doesn't happen, there is no truck. To the outside also. Allen Hurns getting a block on Nelson, and Mercedes Lewis getting a block down the field on Berry. These are the kind of plays that are required to allow Chris Ivory to have a truck. Well, that's impressive. Let's slow that down one time for you. Ooh, Chris Ivory is a load when he gets a head of steam going. Now the Jaguars need to keep that run game going because the Texans, yeah, they're without J.J. Watt. But they have Whitney Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney, two players that move around a lot. Left side, right side, they're all over the place. But you've got to be able to run the football so they don't become pure pass rushers, I'll show you. And Jadeveon Clowney is healthy. And when he is a pure pass rusher, he has power, he has speed, and he has quickness. And it required the offensive tackle to hold him on this play. You got to slow him down, and a running game will do that. And Clowney only has 3 sacks, but the number of impactful plays that he has are significant. Here's a sack, though, that he got against Matt Stafford. And Merciless and Clowney are no slouches against the run, as you can see here against Detroit. Run the ball effectively, and then you can slow them down in the run game and also in the pass game.